to another episode of Short Stories on Toku Toku. On this week's episode, How Fanta Saved My Life by Chima.
Yaba.
The Danfo bus conductor called in his experienced manner while I and Doin were seated at the back, waiting for the bus to get filled up before we got moving. We were leaving the cinemas after we saw a movie of Doin's choosing on a dull Saturday afternoon. My head was so busy with thoughts of what to do next to alleviate the boredom that was creeping in, and I could only but stare out of the window to watch the busy commuters and street sellers conduct their business while Doin was replying messages on her phone, which she couldn't reply in the movie theater. "Chima," she called out to me, tugging at my shirt and dragging me back to reality from my reverie. I turned round and looked at her blankly. I responded. She showed me something on her phone, which was supposed to be funny, and she only got a half-hearted chuckle from me. She either didn't notice my mood, or she chose to ignore it, but she went back to her texting anyway.
Hold on, dear!
A very loud male voice was screaming from an unknown location in the park. Seconds later, there was pandemonium. Rares flew everywhere in a bid to catch the thief, who ran at the speed of sound. He was extremely fast, as he was wily, and every motorpark boy was in hot pursuit. Tires and kegs of fuel started appearing from nowhere, but I wondered if these guys actually expected stuff like this to happen every day. Me? I just sat there in the bus and watched the whole drama as best as I could for a good gist topic with Doin and whoever cared to listen later. Doin, however, was almost out of the bus through the window in fear mixed with some excitement as the events unfolded, and I had to struggle to keep her in check before she injured me or herself.
"Ace, we are everybody, come down from this bus now!"
Just then, one hefty looking Agbero boomed from the door of the bus in which we were sitting. With unafraid hisses, the already seated passenger started alighting.
"Okay, wait till be this now. Now wait till they wait for driver, make we come up for here now."
A mechanic who was seated in the front seat responded to the Agbero with his own booming voice. The Agbero just repeated his instruction without any hint of giving in and gestured towards the outside of the bus. As I and Doin alighted from the bus, with mumbles and grumbles of our own, I gestured to her to start moving in another direction. The excitement had provided me with a revelation. The Biodun Omolayo Art Gallery in the National Museum Complex at Onikan popped up in my head, and we were going to find an alternative means of transport to get there. As we continued on our journey, now both very excited and talking animatedly about what we just witnessed, the thief zoomed past us like a blur. Doin nearly leapt out of her skin, and as I tried to calm her down, knowing that the mob would soon be upon us, another thief swept past us.
"Ewo! My phone, no! Thief! Thief!"
This day couldn't get any more interesting, I thought to myself.
You can follow us on Twitter at OG Toku Toku, Facebook at Original Toku Toku, and IG at Original Toku Toku. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.